What's going on, people? It's your boy Kalichi back with another episode of the Ramblin' Mind Podcast. How are each and every single one of y'all doing today? I hope y'all are staying safe. I hope y'all are taking care of yourselves. I hope y'all are doing all the things you know you ought to do during these times, my friends. I am very excited. As you can see, I'm wearing an Atlanta United jersey. I just got home from the Atlanta United game and they actually won tonight. It won 3-1, beating DC United. It was a great game. It was very enjoyable. Today was just a full day of soccer. It was like I literally was living my rich life today. I woke up this morning. My siblings, my parents and my sister came to Atlanta. They spent the night. Then I went to play. I couldn't play, but I went to referee soccer game and field manager soccer game. I was outside most of the morning. It was great. Then I came home and watched the Champions League final. And then after that, I went to a soccer game. Man, today was just a full, nice break of a day for me. It's one of those days I really, really look forward to. I love my Saturdays because Saturdays, all I want to do is play soccer, ref soccer, and then do nothing the rest of the day if it doesn't have anything to do with soccer. So today was just one of those days. It was a blissful day. It was a very blissful day. I went to the soccer game with some friends and it was just wonderful. I just really, really enjoyed it. I hope everyone gets to have days like these where it's just you do all the things you love to do, where you just enjoy your day to the fullest degree. But for this topic today, there's a story that I heard that I really, really love. And I wanted to share that story with y'all. And then there are some lessons that I hope you can take the story and just kind of lend the lesson for yourself and figure out what you want to take away from it. I was going to do a whole like deep dive and breaking it down. But I think the best thing from this story is for us to take some time for ourselves to think about what are the lessons that we can learn from this. But so the story is about a fisherman and an investment banker. And the story goes like this. An American investment banker was taking a much-needed vacation in a small coastal Mexican village where a small boat with just one fisherman docked. The boat had several large fresh fish in it. The investment banker was impressed by the quality of the fish and asked the Mexican how long it took to catch them. The Mexican replied, "Only a little while." The banker then asked why he didn't stay out longer and catch more fish. The Mexican fisherman replied he had enough to support his family's immediate needs. The American then asked, "But what do you do with the rest of your time?" The Mexican fisherman replied, "I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take siesta with my wife, stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine, play the guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life, senor." The investment banker scoffed. "I am an Ivy League MBA and I could help you. You could spend more time fishing and with the proceeds, buy a bigger boat. And with the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy several boats until eventually you would have a whole fleet of fishing boats. Instead of selling your catch to the middleman, you could sell directly to the processor. Eventually, opening your own cannery, you could control the product, processing, and distribution." Then he added, "Of course, you would need to leave this small coastal fishing village and move to Mexico City where you would run your growing enterprise." The Mexican fisherman asked, "But senor, how long will this all take?" To which the American replied, 15 to 20 years. And then the Mexican said, "But what then?" The American laughed and said, "That's the best part. When the time is right, you would announce an IPO and sell your company stock to the public and become very rich. You could make millions." And he said, the Mexican answered and said, "Millions, senor? Then what?" The banker replied, "Then you would retire. You could move to a small coastal fishing village where you would sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take siesta with your wife, stroll to the village in the evenings where you could sip wine and play your guitar with your amigos." This story is such a perspective driver. And the question I'll leave all of us with is, what are you chasing? What are you chasing? I love one quote that the Mexican fisherman said. He said, I have a full and busy life, but the focus, I have a full life. What are we chasing? Do we have a full life, or is it just busy? If you want to hear my thoughts on this entire story and what the lessons that I'm pulling out of this story, you can subscribe to my newsletter on Substack. You can subscribe to KelechiIwaba.substack.com. There's going to be a link down in the show notes. But I want y'all to take the time to ponder this story and think about it for yourself. What are you chasing? Are you living a full life? But anyway, that's all I got for y'all in this episode. I hope y'all learned one, maybe two things out of this entire thing. And if you did, hit that like button. If you enjoyed it, hit the subscribe button. And if you really loved it, share this podcast with one person that you love, one person that you hate, and one person you're just kind of like about. And by that time, you'd have shared it with every single person that you know. But it's been your boy Kelechi. I'm going to catch y'all up on the next one. Remember, generosity is always greater than greed. God bless each and every single one of y'all. And I'm out of here. Peace. Whoosh.